Jim McGahey of the State Office of Protection and Advocacy for Persons with Disabilities says a 2004 report said 2,700 people whose primary diagnosis was psychiatric were living in Connecticut nursing homes.
Knowing that there's very little beneficial programming for people with psych disabilities occurring in nursing homes, and in fact, people generally tend to lose the kinds of skills they need to live independently once they enter an institutional environment, we decided we needed to do something about that, to challenge that practice.
He says it was a violation of their rights under the Americans with Disabilities Act. So in 2006, his office filed a lawsuit against the state. That suit has now been settled, with state agencies agreeing to move eligible psychiatric patients into non-institutional community settings. Mary Kate Mason is a spokesperson for the State Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services.
The settlement agreement, I believe, underscores the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services' commitment to helping individuals with mental illness live in the least restrictive environment.
The current settlement affects about 200 psychiatric patients in two Connecticut nursing homes. McGahey says he hopes the system will learn to address these cases better going forward, and that other people with psych disabilities who are in nursing homes will see they can choose to live more independently. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.